Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launches party's election campaign for Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Senior Congress leaders Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa appointed as party's senior observers for Haryana Assembly elections. Campaigning also intensifies for first phase of Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Centre reduces export duty on onion from 40 to 20%. India reiterates need to recognize culture as a standalone sustainable development goal at BRICS meet in Russia's St. Petersburg. And in sports, India beat arch rival Pakistan 2-1 in their final league match of Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Moxi in China. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said Haryana's development is very important to make India a developed nation. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees.
Hamari sarkar ne kareeb 15 lakh crore rupees ke naye kaam shuru karwa diye hain. Gareebon ke liye 3 crore pakke gharon ko bhi manzoor kiya hai. Ye sirf pakke ghar hi hain, aisa nahi hai. Ye gareeb ka pakka address hoga.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. More from our correspondent.
During his address, Mr. Narendra Modi highlighted the BJP's governance record, pointing to recent initiatives aimed at benefiting farmers, the poor, youth and women. He also cornered the Congress on the issue of reservation and corruption. The Prime Minister's rally is being seen as crucial for the candidates of 23 assembly seats of Kurukshetra and its adjoining districts. During the assembly elections, the BJP is trying to garner the support of voters on the basis of development work and good governance, while the Congress is raising the issue of farmers and unemployment. From Kurukshetra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News.
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today appointed 3 senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi today addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development.
दशकों तक यहां परिवारवाद ने यहां के बच्चों को यहां के होनहार नौजवानों को आगे नहीं आने दिया और इसलिए ही 2014 में सरकार में आने के बाद मैंने जम्मू कश्मीर में नौजवानों की नई लीडरशिप को आगे लाने का प्रयास किया है.
In the Kashmir Valley, leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing roadshows to woo the voters. Acting Vice President of the National Conference, Umar Abdullah, addressed a public rally in Aishmukam in Anantnag district today. Mr. Abdullah said if elected to power, the government formed by the National Conference would be people-friendly. BJP National Executive Member and JNK Waqf Board Chairperson, Dr. Syed Darakshah Andrabi, also address a public rally at Abahama in the Rajpura area of Pulwama district today. On the occasion, she appealed to young voters to reject dynastic politics. Chairman of the People's Democratic Front, PDF, and nominated candidate for the Assembly constituency of Khan Sahib in Budgam, Hakim Muhammad Yasin, while addressing a public gathering at Kharg in Budgam, asked the people to reject dynastic political parties. In our series of key constituencies for J&K Assembly elections, today we bring you a report on Pulwama seat.
Pulwama is a key constituency in South Kashmir, where three-time MLA Muhammad Khalil Band of National Conference Congress Alliance and youth icon of People's Democratic Party Wahidur Rahman Para are in the fray as major faces. However, it is going to be an interesting fight as some independent candidates backed by Awami Ittehad Party, Aam Aadmi Party and Jamaat-e-Islami are also in the fray. A total of 99,560 voters will decide the fate of these contesting candidates, among which 49,425 are male and 50,133 are female voters. Election Commission of India has set up 112 polling stations with assured minimum facilities in the constituency. Voters are very enthusiastic to cast their vote so that a local government is formed after a long gap of 10 years. This is also the first ever assembly election after the abrogation of the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. Besides other preparations, adequate security arrangements have been put in place in all the assembly segments. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this decision will directly benefit farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the government is making all efforts in the interest of farmers. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasized that decisions such as reducing the export duty on onions and increasing the import duty on edible oils will benefit the farmers. Mr. Modi said these decisions will increase farmers' income and also create more employment opportunities in rural areas. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand tomorrow and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tatanagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tatanagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. For details, we have a report.
Besides Tatanagar Patna Vande Bharat train, Prime Minister will flag off Bhagalpur Dumka Howrah, Gaya Howrah, Deoghar Varanasi, Rourkela Howrah and Brahmapur Tatanagar Vande Bharat trains. The state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express trains will improve the connectivity on these routes. These trains will boost religious tourism in the region by faster mode of commute to the pilgrimage sites like Baidyanath Dham in Deoghar, Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi, Kali Ghat, Belur Math in Kolkata. Apart from this, coal mines industries in Dhanbad, jute industries in Kolkata, iron and steel allied industries in Durgapur will also get a major boost. The introduction of the Vande Bharat Express trains is a testament to the government's broader vision of transforming Indian Railways into a world-class entity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will also address a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur. Ahead of the meeting, the Prime Minister will hold a 1.5 kilometers long road show from Walter's Roundabout to Gopal Maidan. With KK Lal's report from Jamshedpur, this is Shafali Singh for Akashwani News.
The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the Prime Minister will distribute sanction letters to around 20,000 beneficiaries in the state. Apart from this, more than 5 crore rupees will be transferred directly to the bank accounts of beneficiaries.
झारखंड के गरीब भाई और बहन उनके लिए 1,13,400 मकान प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना के अंतर्गत स्वीकृत किए गए हैं। हमने मकान स्वीकृत करके केंद्रांश राज्य सरकार को भेज दिया है, लेकिन अब तक स्वीकृति पत्र जो अब तक की जानकारी लगभग 20,000 केवल जारी किए जा चुके हैं, क्योंकि औपचारिकता राज्य सरकार को पूरी करनी है और इसलिए वो 20,000 स्वीकृति पत्र जारी करेंगे और जिन मकानों की औपचारिकता पूरा हो गई है वैसे हितग्राहियों के खाते में मकान के निर्माण के लिए पहली किस्त सिंगल क्लिक के माध्यम से मोदी जी पैसे डालेंगे।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages as they complement each other. Addressing the inaugural session of the official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and the 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages. He said the government has decided to strengthen the relationship between Hindi and other regional languages.
Hindi aur sabhi sthaniya bhashaye ek prakar se ek dusre ki purak hai aur isliye हमने निर्णय किया है कि भारतीय भाषा अनुभाग के माध्यम से हिंदी और सभी स्थानीय भाषाओं के बीच का संबंध मजबूत किया जाएगा, स्पष्ट किया जाएगा।
India has reiterated the need to recognize culture as a standalone sustainable development goal at BRICS meet in Russia, St. Petersburg. India has advocated for recognizing culture as a standalone goal in the post-2030 global development agenda, highlighting its transformative potential in driving economic growth, social inclusion and sustainable development. While addressing the 9th BRICS Culture Ministers meeting, Secretary of Culture Ministry Arunesh Chawla has emphasized the need to place culture at the heart of global development strategies. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ramnath Thakur has said India is implementing the world's largest food-based safety net programs to ensure food security and nutrition. Addressing the G20 Agriculture Ministerial meeting held in Cuiabá, Brazil today, Mr. Thakur emphasized India's commitment to developing resilient agricultural systems for a sustainable and prosperous future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in a drowning incident in Dahegam, Gujarat. At least 8 people drowned while bathing in the Mesho River in Gandhinagar district last evening. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November the 20th to the 28th. Through this section, IFFI will also focus on Indian debut films, showcasing a diverse range of narratives and cinematic styles from across the country. In hockey, India secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over arch rivals Pakistan in their final league match of the Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in Ulaanbaatar, China today. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored both goals for his team after an early lead by Pakistan. Both teams have secured their places in the semi-finals, but India is the only team to remain unbeaten in the Six Nation Asian Championship. India will play Korea and Pakistan will face China in the semi-finals on Monday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall and moderate to high flash flood risk over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand during the next 24 hours. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Chhattisgarh, Bihar and East Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launches party's election campaign for Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Senior Congress leaders Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makar and Pratap Singh Bajwa appointed as party's senior observers for Haryana Assembly elections. Campaigning also intensifies the first phase of Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Centre reduces export duty on onion from 40% to 20%. India reiterates need to recognize culture as a standalone sustainable development goal at BRICS meet in Russia's St. Petersburg. And in sports, India beat arch-rival Pakistan 2-1 in their final league match of Asian Champions Trophy hockey tournament at Mochi in China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.